The gospel reading today, our Lord challenges his apostles and each one of us in the same way, because I think all of us would say exactly what the apostles said. That is, we believe that you came from God. He's going to say, do you really believe this? Because he said, the hour is coming and has arrived when each of you will be scattered to his own home and you will leave me alone. We know, of course, that that happened as they all abandoned him in the garden. And he told us that we're going to have trouble in the world. In the midst of our troubles in the world, we have to ask ourselves, do we turn to him? Because he told us point blank, in me you will have peace, but you will have trouble in the world. Oftentimes, when the troubles in the world come, we just pull into ourselves. And if we pull into ourselves, we're not going to find any peace, because there's no peace and there's no hope in our own self. Even worse, sometimes we try to find some kind of consolation in all of the different things the world offers. We do stupid things even. Oh, I'll go gambling, or I'll drink, or I'll do some drugs, or I'll look at pornography, or I'll do all these dumb things that are sinful even sometimes, and we think that somehow this is going to bring us peace. This is going to make me feel better. This will help me with my troubles. And all we're doing is adding trouble to the trouble if we're doing that. We're looking to the world that's causing the trouble to see if it can solve it. It's the old thing of fighting fire with fire. Boy, if I light another fire, that'll take care of the fire. Well, brilliant. And we see the same thing, sadly. Remember when I was in India, there were these absolutely hideous things that were drawn on every one of the trucks and on everybody's home. And I asked the priest that I was with, I said, what is with this thing? And I said, this is so disgustingly gross. It was clearly demonic. In fact, it's called a gorgon. I wouldn't suggest looking it up, but that's what they're called. And I said, what is this that these people have all over their homes and their vehicles and everything? And he said, oh, that's to keep them from an evil eye curse. I said, oh, so you call on a bigger demon to keep you safe from a smaller demon. Isn't that brilliant? You see how stupid sometimes in our humanness we can be. The devil is so shrewd that he gets us to look to him to solve the problem that he's causing. Guess what? He's not going to solve it. Jesus said, in me you will have peace. Only in him. In this world we're going to have trouble. So if we look to the world, if we look to our flesh, to our own self, or we look to the devil, it isn't going to work. We're going to have more trouble. We have to learn to look to the Lord. Even as we take this day out as a country to remember those in a particular way who've given their life for the country and ultimately for our freedom, we have to say we have hope. Only because of Jesus. We would be despairing of the salvation of these people if it weren't for the Lord. We would have no hope. It would just be a matter that, well, they died. They died for a good cause, but it's really sad on our part that they've died. But that would be the end of it. But we don't have that, thanks be to God. We have hope. We have hope because they died in the Lord. We have hope because they died believing in him, and therefore we know that there is eternal life. And that is our hope, that we will be able to see these people again, that we will be united with them in worshiping and loving the Lord. That's the peace. That's the joy. Look at what the world offered these poor people. It killed them. Look at what God offers them. It gives them life. And that's exactly what is happening in the soul of each one of us. The world, the flesh, and the devil are essentially squishing us down and trying to destroy us. They're taking our life away. The Lord Jesus, on the other hand, he is right there in the depth of our soul with his Father and the Holy Spirit, and they are giving us life. They're lifting us up. They're giving us peace. So those are the options, as always. There are only two. We can have our peace taken away, or we can have peace given to us. The Lord made very clear what that distinction is. In the world, you will have trouble, but in me, you will have peace. So yeah, we're going to have trouble, no matter what. But that trouble is all external. We can still be at peace on the inside, as long as we're with him. But if we look for our peace from something else, it isn't going to work. All we're doing is adding trouble on top of trouble. So whether it's looking with hope for those beloved dead who have gone before us, or whether it's looking with hope in the midst of our own troubles and difficulties in life, the answer is the same. We will find our peace only in the Lord.